Welcome back to Techonomics. I am your host, Jason Middleton. We had a little more tape than usual with CEO Daniel Riddell. He founded and runs cybersecurity firm New Context. New Context and dozens of other security firms are in San Francisco this week to talk about the state of the industry, what's in the tech pipeline, and other more zeitgeist-like topics, such as the onset of artificial intelligence and machine learning. After our chat with New Context, we'll come back with a tech check with Silicon Valley legend Guy Kawasaki.
It's bizarre. If you had told me, for example, that Donald Trump would be president before I could wirelessly charge an Apple phone, I would have told you, you are crazy.
First, Daniel Riddell, CEO of New Context Digital Security. Well, I'm out of my questions, but I'm smart enough to know when I don't know something. So what did I skip that you wanted to talk about?
I think the key thing that we didn't talk about is attribution. Attribution is something that we've been working a lot for a long time in cybersecurity. I think that we need to understand what we call machine attestation or the state of machines. We need to understand identity clearly. What does this mean? It means that we need to have, especially when it comes to industrial control systems and especially when it comes to critical infrastructure, we need to be able to see and understand everything that's happening in that network. Anonymity is great. Anonymity is important. But when it comes to things like critical infrastructure, we really need to understand the identities and the state of everything that is happening.
There's a lot in that answer, so I'm going to have to go back in.
Okay.
Okay. And on this show, we have an occasional feature called a teachable moment.
Okay.
I don't know, a teachable moment.
It could be a teachable moment for them. This
ends up being what's called a teachable moment.
Identity, yes. as you are defining it in that answer, please flesh that out for me.
Okay. From a consumer standpoint, identity, when you have your phone, you want to make sure when someone attaches to your bank account that that identity is guaranteed to you. You don't want anyone else touching your bank account
okay.
except for you. We have to be careful and understand that anonymity is important, but when it comes to things like critical infrastructure, we want to know who touches that at all points in time. We don't want to have the article that says some unknown entity was able to operate within our critical infrastructure and we don't know who that was. We want to make sure that we continue to enforce and support privacy, but we also need to start figuring out a very hard problem of how do we make sure that those machines are guaranteed to be those machines and the humans that are connecting to those machines, we can guarantee those identities. This is not easy. Anyone who does start approaching that technology in a balanced way, I think, is going to do a lot of good things for the overall infrastructure around the planet.
That's fascinating. We'll have to dig into that next time you come in. Daniel, thank you so much for coming in.
Absolutely. Thank you very much as well.
That was Daniel Riddell, CEO of New Context. We appreciate his teachable moment in there. That's a copyrighted feature of this broadcast, you see. We have reference links for the RSA conference and for New Context at facebook.com/techonomicsradio. And coming up right now, some Guy Kawasaki, formerly of Apple and several other tech companies, including his present one, Canva.com, Canva.
Sure, it's Guy Kawasaki. I'm chief evangelist of Canva.
Let's go ahead and start there at Canva. What's the update on the company now?
So Canva is a Sydney-based online graphics design firm, and we enable people to create graphics very easily, very quickly, and very inexpensively, such as social media posts, presentations, book covers, album covers, flyers. The company is doing extremely well. We're signing up tens of thousands of people per day. And we are empowering people. We are democratizing design, just as Macintosh democratized computing and Google democratized information.
You know, you mentioned the Macintosh in there, and just off mic, we were talking about my new MacBook that I got for a gig that I'm doing, and you've been posting about yours. What's your takeaway with the new Mac that we all waited for 4 years for?
So I have a MacBook Pro 15-inch. It's nearly the most powerful and expensive version you could possibly buy. So there are things that I love about it, and there are things just irritate the hell out of me. For example, I would have preferred a 13-inch MacBook Pro, but you can't get a 2 terabyte SSD with a 13 inch. Also, there's no indication that the computer is charging other than by opening it up and looking at the little battery icon in the upper right-hand corner.
Right.
The concept that it only has USB-C ports, don't get me wrong, I think USB-C or Thunderbolt 3, depending on what you call it, is a great port. But it's so crippling. You know, you have to carry a dongle now if you want to put in your photos from your SD card. If you want to have an old USB 3 type connection, you need a dongle.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I just shake my head, and I don't know why they took stuff out like that. And, you know, maybe if you work for Apple, you have your digital concierge make sure your MacBook is always charged and someone downloads the photos for you.
Right.
So you don't need those things, but I think the rest of us do.
Yeah, I think you're right. And what about the disappearance of the headphones as well? Is that going to migrate over to Android devices too, you think? Is that just the future?
You mean the disappearance of wired headphones?
Wired headphones, yes, thank you.
Yes. So, yeah, case in point. So obviously we're doing a telephone interview, and what I had to do was take my iPhone 7, and now I have to use an adapter that goes from the iPhone 7 port to a headphone jack. And I do have Bluetooth headphones, but it's one more thing to keep charged.
Right. Why not wireless charging, too? I mean, at this point.
Excellent question. So what year is it?
We're up to 2017, yeah.
Yeah, it's 2017, and I had wireless charging on a Motorola phone like 3 years ago. I mean, it's bizarre. If you had told me, for example, that Donald Trump would be president before I could wirelessly charge an Apple phone, I would have told you, you are crazy. That would never happen. I can't.
What seems to be a zeitgeist problem with the truth or with facts? I just wanted to ask your opinion on that while I had you on the phone.
Call me old school, like the real old school. I thought that, you know, there is something called science that tests things,
mm-hmm.
and there is something close to an objective truth as opposed to convenience. And I am appalled every day. I think there's a great opportunity for an app where you put in the number of people that you want to be in the picture, then you pick a geographic location, and it'll create a picture for you. So you want to say 3 million people came to my inauguration, you put 3 million in, you put the GPS coordinates of the Washington Mall, and boom, you have a picture.
Right.
I think it'll be a huge seller in today's political climate.
I think you're right. Guy, thanks a lot.
Kind of a niche market, but you know the people in that niche will pay almost anything for that app.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think there's probably about 15 or 20 downloads at the White House right about now. Guy Kawasaki, thanks a lot for your time this morning.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Guy Kawasaki was an early and influential employee at Apple, like Steve Jobs in both iterations, kind of early. Guy is now evangelizing his most recent company, Canva. Canva can basically make anybody into a website designer, trust me. Our chat with Guy kind of veered into fake news, alternative news, and a market opportunity for an app that will lie for you photographically. Later in this show, we have a writer on from PolitiFact.com. Now, his job is to verify and publish, or disprove and publish, what politicians say. He's been very busy recently. That's later this hour.
We see these stories that kind of prey upon fears, people's fears, things that they think might be happening. Or really what we see is confirmation that the world is falling apart.
We have links to all Techonomics segments at kgoradio.com/Techonomics. We also post referential links to these stories we air at facebook.com/Techonomics Radio. And we also put a weekly playlist of the music up there as well. Coming up next, Laura Mather, the founder of Unitive, a software that tackles unconscious bias in the workplace. Unitive is also in a first ever partnership with the International Rescue Committee. That's an organization that responds to the world's worst humanitarian crises. I'm Jason Middleton. This is Techonomics. Please come on back.